Hustle until you touch a 9 to 5, a drug dealer. It don't matter how I get it, I got it. Fuck feelings, I don't have none. I'm about my paper, nigga, ask them. Don't get confused on how the cash come. Never. By any means necessary, better. Get up off your ass and get my money before I stretch ya. Out in front your doorstep. What I brand is just 4/5. You can make arrangements to a dead man, a ghost, yup. See, I come from them cuts for real. Nuts long before this rap came, fuck the deal. I survived the game of life, nigga, fuck some skills.
Yeah.
Crossing me in any way, this pussy must get killed.
Yeah.
I'm alive, he came, he bust, he left. I wouldn't have made for sure I was dead. He fucked himself, yeah.
Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Whatever you want to call me, I'm here, ready to chop up good game, family. It's going to be a deep show today, so I'm going to go right to a quick commercial break. The phone number is 818-850-5404. And don't forget, you guys can subscribe to this show on iTunes. I often forget to remind you of that. You can get this show downloaded automatically to your iPhone, to your iPad, to your other devices by subscribing to the Tariq Elite Radio Show on iTunes. Just so you'll know. But we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks, so don't you move a muscle, family.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Are you a recording artist, a music producer, or an independent label? Then legendarymix.com is for you. Legendarymix.com is the number one online music mixing and mastering service. With over 13 years of experience, their engineers have been behind some of your favorite hip-hop artists. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get your music to radio quality with quick delivery times. Go to legendarymix.com right now or call or text 347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1@gmail.com. Mention TariqRadio.com and get 20% off on your first order. Do you have a business or a brand? Then you need a website that sets you apart. Blackline Web Design offers you an affordable website that will exceed your expectations. Websites start at just $200. You'll get a customized website with amazing features. You can get social media icons so that followers can interact with you immediately. Grow your brand and increase your sales with a professional website today. They have a 5-star Google rating, and that work speaks for itself. Visit them today and save 10% off with the coupon code that says Tariq. That's blacklinewebdesign.com. Again, blacklinewebdesign.com.
Toledo, Ohio, and all surrounding areas. Toledo, Ohio, and all surrounding areas. Get ready. New York Times bestselling author and critically acclaimed filmmaker Tariq Nasheed is coming to Toledo, Ohio for a live lecture called Break the Cycle. Break the cycle. So join him on Saturday, November 14th at the historic Collingwood Arts Center. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. For tickets and info, go to www.tariqlive.com. For tickets and info, that's tariqlive.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
Yo, we're back, family. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Let me put my Mac and music on, family. So we can chop up game right here. Glad to have everybody tuning into the show. And don't forget the phone number, ladies and gentlemen. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. Don't forget, family, go get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 if you don't have the documentary. Get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 right now at HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, since it's around Halloween, check out my movie, The Eugenist, my horror movie, The Eugenist. You can get that on Amazon, DVD on Amazon. And you can get it on iTunes. I was wondering, like, at the beginning of the month, we got a big surge in sales
for the eugenics. And I was like, why are we selling so many copies of that movie right now? We got big orders all around the world. And I forgot that around Halloween, a lot of people start to get all the horror movies and all that. So the movie The Eugenics is doing real good for the month of October. So you guys get the eugenics movie and enjoy the horror. And you can go to the eugenistmovie.com. I think that's the name of the website. Or you can go to kingflexentertainment.com and link up to the website there. And don't forget to get all my lectures, the Code of Conduct lecture and International Racism. That's at TariqRadio.com, ladies and gentlemen. So there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about tonight, family. The topic of today's show is called The 500-Year-Long Coincidence. I want to break that down and explain what that means, because there's a lot of racial stuff that's been happening, hell, for the last 500 years, but really recently, we're starting to see white supremacy loop itself back around to its most violent state, where melanoid people are being attacked on a daily basis openly, with the complicity of media, the judicial system, the education system, the labor system, the law system, all areas of activity. They're complicit in this racialized attack of melanoid people that's nonstop. And a lot of times our reactions to this, or to these attacks, a lot of times it doesn't make sense to the thinking person, but we have to understand, being victims of systematic white supremacy, nobody really knows how to counter that effectively, because we haven't effectively removed or replaced that system with a system of justice. So we're just really running around, for the most part, melanated people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. You don't know what to do. White supremacy has us in a daze, and it has us confused. And a lot of times we will misplace our anger and our vitriol and our criticism. Now, there was a case that happened a few days ago at a school in Spring Valley, South Carolina. It was Spring Valley High School in South Carolina. There was a melanoid child, a black child, 16 years old, who happened to be an orphan. She had the shit kicked out of her by a white supremacist suspect race soldier in class. The school said this little girl was being unruly, like some kids are, but she was being unruly by not giving up her phone. And there are conflicting stories. Some people said that she didn't give up her phone. She wasn't allowed to have a phone in class, but there were some people saying that you could have phones, but they were trying to reprimand her for having a phone. Then I heard that she was chewing gum, and they were trying to reprimand her for chewing gum. So it was some type of minute incident that happens in all schools around the country, where you have certain kids who are just, you know, disobedient, mouthy, or rebellious. You have it in every damn school. This is normal for children. But somehow this school had a race soldier on deck, a police officer on campus, who came in the classroom and basically beat the shit out of this kid. Damn near killed her. The way this race soldier picked this child up and dumped her, and some of you might have seen the video already, it's gone viral. If you have not seen it, if you're living under a rock, you can go to melanoidnation.org. We have it up on that site. But this child had the shit kicked out of her. And for a couple of days, they were, the officials in that city were contemplating what they were going to do with this officer. Now, today, they finally decided to fire the officer reluctantly. They reluctantly fired this officer. And people have many different reactions to it. And what's interesting, you have some black people mouthing and regurgitating the rhetoric of the white supremacist, saying, well, the cop was in the wrong, but There's always that but when it comes to some black person getting their ass kicked by white supremacy. There's always a but there. And the but is coming from black people too. I expect it from the white supremacists. I expect that. But when I see it coming from black people, I'm like, okay. And on The View, the TV show The View, they had Raven Simone, who's known for making these idiotic comments about black people. She was on TV saying the same old white supremacist nonsense that, yeah, the cop was in the wrong, but she should not have been disobedient. She should be responsible. She should take responsibility. This is what Raven Simone said. And a lot of people, again, on social media, they got upset with her. We have to understand this, family. Don't forget. Raven Simone is allowed, and the key word is allowed, to get on national television on a regular basis and make these idiotic, feeble-minded comments about black people all the time. There's a reason why she does it every week. Every week, Raven Simone ends up trending because of something she said on national TV in front of millions of people about black people. And the reason why she's allowed to do it over and over again is because the people in the dominant society, particularly the white supremacists who own the media outlets, they allow her and give her the forum to say this stuff. Because do you understand that if Raven Simone said anything negative about some non-black people, her ass wouldn't be on the air doing it over and over again? Raven Simone cannot get on TV every day trending by saying something crazy about other groups of people. Her ass would be off the air overnight. Let's be very clear, but if you are a black person willing to throw other black people under the bus, there's always a job for you. And I look at the people who's giving out the jobs. I put a couple of folks on the coon train, but I always look at the white supremacists who's giving them that forum. See, we always go back to white supremacy. And people, you don't have to send me links to that coon sheriff, I forgot his name, who's always on Fox News. They wheel him out to be the mouthpiece of white supremacy. You don't have to keep sending me links to this guy. Don't trip on him. I want y'all to stop tripping on him. His job is to get out there and say idiotic things about black people to hide the fact that the white supremacists are making him do it. They're putting him up there to do it. They're giving him the forum to do it. So I'm looking at the white supremacists. I never take my eyes off the white supremacists. David Clark, that's his name. Every week he's saying something crazy too. I keep my eyes on the white supremacist. Because we fuck up as melanoid people by allowing the white supremacists to get our focus off them. The job of the white supremacists is to always take the focus off them so you don't focus on white supremacy. They get you to focus on the coons, and I don't focus on the coons too long. I laugh at them, I ridicule and mock them, and then put my focus right back on the white supremacists. Even when I was doing the debate with Jesse Lee Peterson, I kept bringing it back to white supremacy. I'm like, Jesse, I know, you're just a coon. I don't even take you seriously. I'm talking about white supremacy. But do you love the coons? No, I'm talking about white supremacy. We gotta stop being deflected away from white supremacy. We have a problem called white supremacy. A lot of black people feel like there's an ego thing in admitting that. Oh, we gotta stop giving white supremacy so much power. We don't have to give them power. They have power over you. That's why they can beat the shit out of your kids and you can't do shit but get on TV and get online talking about where she shouldn't have been acting up. All y'all black folks out here, any black person walking around talking that, well, she should have been obedient to authority, that's that plantation, don't get massa mad talk. There is nothing that justifies a big-ass, muscle-bound, grown man walking into a classroom and beating the shit out of a little girl. There is nothing that justifies that bullshit. Nothing justifies that. And y'all keep playing this game. deflecting away from white supremacy, and white supremacy keeps circling around, biting you in the ass. We live in a system of white supremacy. It's not the Illuminati. It's not the Bilderberger Group. It's just white supremacy. And in a system of white supremacy, we have to expect black people and even black children to be mistreated on a regular basis. And we have to expect that people in the dominant society who are supposed to uphold the law will lie and misconstrue the truth. There was another shooting today out near Ferguson, Missouri, where all the marches and the protests went down. There was another shooting close by that area today where an 18-year-old black teen, again, got shot in the face by the cops, and the police tried to lie. Allegedly, I'm saying allegedly because I've seen different video of different witnesses saying, hey, this dude was just shot. And then the police tried to lie and say that the guy killed himself, allegedly. But there's several people, again, just like in the Mike Brown case, who saw Mike Brown with his hands up, but they said all of those people were lying. Because in a system of white supremacy, your word don't mean shit, even if your word is the truth as a melanoid person. Your word don't mean nothing in a sense, a system of white supremacy. White is right in the system of white supremacy. Even when it's wrong, it's right, because we say so, says the white supremacist. It's all about I say so, just like Neely Fuller said. The white supremacists, their mantra is, well, this is the way it is because I say so. And I say so because I'm white and you ain't got the muscle to do anything to me. That's what it all boils down to. Just like with the case of this little girl getting beat up in class, these white supremacists are actually getting on television talking about, well, she did punch him. Well, she beat him and she hit him. They're actually lying about what we saw. They're telling you something else happened. Just like with the Eric Garner case. Remember, with Eric Garner, we saw Eric Garner get choked to death. The white supremacist said, well, no, you didn't. He didn't get choked. What the fuck you mean he didn't get choked? I'm looking at the video. Nah, he didn't get choked. He died because he was fat. But they said it was a homicide. Well, let's look at the word homicide, okay? Homicide doesn't mean... I've had white supremacists literally say this to me. White supremacy is about we say so. We know what you saw, but we say you didn't see it. We know you saw a black child get her ass whooped, but we say that she beat him and he was defending himself. That's what we say. We say so. And that's why we're not going to arrest him. We'll fire him, which another white supremacist organization will hire him in a couple of days. But arresting him, we don't know about all that. Even though he went into a classroom and committed major child abuse. So we got to understand how this game works. And whenever black people say, hey, wait a minute, man, this is a system of racism, this is a system of white supremacy, it's like, oh, no, it's not. It's not about race. Just, I was arguing with some trolls. You know, that white supremacist, Anthony Cumia, who got fired from Sirius, you know, he's been sending his trolls over to my page with his black ass. He's a little Italian, wannabe Anglo, with his black ass. You know, Italians are little mulattoes. He's one of those black-ass Italians, those Italian Negroes, who's trying to go out of his way to deny his Italian Negro genes by acting like a white supremacist and siding with white supremacists. But deep down, he knows that he's a little Italian Negro, Anthony Cumia. He sends all of his white supremacist trolls on my page trolling. Because I was pointing out a lot of the racist Halloween costumes, and they were like, oh, it's not racist. Oh, they're just having fun. All of these costumes are not racist. And I've even had some black folks say, well, I don't know. Some of these costumes ain't racist. Just because they're dressing up like rappers, it ain't really racist. Black folks, that's your problem. You're so busy giving passes to these white supremacists. This is why your children end up getting their asses kicked in classrooms by these race soldiers, because y'all sit up here giving these white supremacists passes. Other groups, they don't give them a halfway pass. If you come at other groups, if you hint at coming at another group. They get at you. They get at you. They don't really fuck around like that. They don't halfway fuck around like that. We let shit slide until it's too late. You have to understand, during the first Jim Crow era, there was a direct correlation between blackface, minstrel shows, and black folks getting lynched and hung. There was a direct correlation between that shit. When people in the dominant society were walking around with blackface and Velcro ass wigs on, pretending to be black, and big red exaggerated lips, black people were getting openly lynched because that demonization of black people justified the mistreatment of black people openly. So it's not a coincidence now that so many black people are getting slaughtered by state-sanctioned race soldiers, and we see this influx of racially based Halloween costumes, people dressing in blackface. That's not a coincidence. The marginalization of black society, showing that these are people who should be dehumanized and mocked and ultimately harmed. There's a reason why people are dressing up in Halloween outfits with afros and blackface in 2015, and black kids are getting the shit drug out of them by race soldiers in class, people who are supposed to protect us. So we got to be very cognizant of what's going on and stop falling for the okie doke, because again, they always say that it's not really about race. Sure, it's not about race. It's just a 500-year-long coincidence that black people keep getting marginalized over and over again. It's just one long 500-year-long coincidence. That's what they're trying to tell us when they say all this stuff is not about race. Racist Halloween costumes, oh, that's not about race. Kids getting the shit beat out of them in classes by race soldiers, that's not about race. And by the way, the race soldier, this guy named Ben Field, the guy who beat the brakes off this little black girl, he has a history of beating black people's asses, by the way. So it's not a stretch to look at this guy as being a race soldier. This guy has a history of beating black people's asses. He's been sued a couple of times for beating black people unjustly. So this is a known race soldier, but it's not about race. It's just a 500-year-old coincidence. And speaking of Halloween, by the way, and let me say this to my melanoid people. If you're in New York, especially New York, I want you brothers and sisters to be very careful out there with your trick-or-treating and Halloween parties and all that, because the white supremacists are very slick. They just done something. They did something very slick today and yesterday, I think they did it. The law enforcement agencies, they put out a fake report talking about there's a threat of some type of militia group called the National Liberation Militia Group. They've gotten credible sources saying that this unknown organization called the National Liberation Militia Group are going to be targeting police officers during Halloween around New York. They put this memo out, and the media, they're running with this memo. Y'all Google what I just said. Google the National Liberation Militia Group. Now, they're very vague about who or what this group is. But it has that, you notice it has a black militant sound to it. The National Liberation Militia, it kind of has a black militant sound to it. And basically what this is a fake threat. It was the same fake threat they put out in Baltimore when they wanted to justify bringing all that military force in to subjugate the people there. They put out fake reports talking about they got credible sources saying that the Crips, Bloods, and the Black Guerrilla Family are all going to team up and target the cops. Y'all remember that lie they told? And I told y'all, the minute that shit came out, I said, that is total bullshit. When they said that, I came on the air telling people, that is a crock of shit. Do not believe it. Now, later on down the line, months later, The FBI and everybody, Department of Justice, they did a probe and found out that was a complete lie. They made that shit up. They literally pulled that shit out of their asses and put that out there in the media. Because why? Whenever you have an influx of police brutality, and I don't like to use the term police brutality, but when you have cops harming people, black people in particular, what the white supremacists will do, they will create a spin by making it seem like there's a threat to police, which justifies their violence. Just like with the knockout game, they threw that whole knockout game out there to justify harming black folks. And just like in Baltimore, in order to justify getting out there harming people, bringing in tanks, and I went out there and told people that shit looked like Beirut. It looked like a Middle Eastern occupied country. They had so many tanks and helicopters and rocket launchers and all types of machine guns and all types of ammo out there. It was like they were militarily occupying a foreign country. So this is what they're doing now, because they're trying to spin their image. There's so many black people getting harmed. In order to justify it, they have to create some fake threat by some fake organization that don't even exist. Nobody's ever heard of some damn National Liberation Militia. Nobody's ever heard of that shit. You know why? The shit don't exist. I'm telling you, the shit don't exist. I'm telling you right now, that bullshit organization they're calling out don't exist at all. You know why? Because if they did exist, their asses would have been arrested already. If there was a credible threat from some damn organization, especially a black organization, they wouldn't sit up and wait on them to carry the threat out. They go arrest them niggas first thing in the morning. There would have been an arrest warrant for them. We don't get to make credible threats. If we make a vague threat on Twitter, we get arrested. This is why y'all see random black people saying shit like, man, fuck these police, man. We got to get at these police. The next day, their ass is in handcuffs. You make a vague threat on Twitter, your ass get arrested. So there is no national, what's that, liberation militia group. That's some bullshit that they done set up and made up. Fuck out of here. Google that shit too. But again, let me get a call. Let me get a couple of phone calls. And let me chop it up with the family.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Santa Day. You know me as Bitter from Twitter.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, fam?
Hey, man, you know what? It's kind of funny how you have the white supremacists who are okay with what that cop did to that girl.
Yeah.
But when you say, okay, well, let's reverse it. If it's okay for grown men to start slamming children for disobeying orders, then we can do that to your children. And the second you say that, all of a sudden now it's a problem. Oh, you're threatening violence. Like, no, you said it was okay. You condone this. So what's the problem now?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. They are so full of contradictions. It's ridiculous, man. But thanks for the call, Monsenter. Yeah, that's the thing, man. They sit up in the white supremacists, again, because we live in a system of white supremacy, they justify harming our children. And we have to expect that. Black folks got to get out of this fantasy world where we're confused and we don't know what the fuck is going on. You live in a system of white supremacy where they can justify harming your children. That's how white supremacy works. They can do anything to you. Even if it's a baby, they can do anything. And this whole thing, well, that black girl, she was responsible. You're not responsible for a race soldier coming in and whooping your ass like that. That's that victim blaming shit. That's like saying that a female rape victim, she's to blame for going outside in a miniskirt. Well, you shouldn't have went outside in that miniskirt. No, you shouldn't be raping motherfuckers. See, what's funny, y'all see how they will blame the female victim if the victim is black, but with those Cosby accusers, all those white supremacist suspect females who are blaming Cosby or accusing Cosby of rape, the minute you go into their background, all of a sudden, the white supremacists are like, hey, don't you victim blame now. Hey, don't go into their background. They're the victims. Those women are the victims. You can't talk about their background and how shady they are. Don't go into that background. Now, we can go into yours. we can justify you getting your ass beat even if you're a child, but these old grown ass 100-year-old women, don't point out their ratchetness. You see how that works, that contradiction thing there? You can't victim blame white children, or you can't victim blame white adults. And all the black people out here who's kissing ass and sucking up to the white supremacists saying, well, man, that girl should have been responsible. She should bear some responsibility. And I ask people in the dominant society and ask black people, how come? Because you have white girls who go to school and they mouth off and they're rowdy and they act a fool. Like this girl in the video wasn't. The black child was just sitting there. But you have other white kids every day who go to school, they're rowdy. Some white kids bring guns to school. That's how rowdy they get. But you have a lot of white children, they mouth off. They're disobedient. They buck authority. They rebel against authority. How come none of them never get their asses whooped by cops in class? If this is all about the black girl should have did what she was told, if that's the case, how come all of these other white children are not getting the shit beaten out of them? Show us a video of a cop coming in beating the shit out of a white kid, especially a white girl. Show any video ever of a white girl getting her ass kicked in class for mouthing off, which millions of them do. Let's not pretend they don't. Millions of them do. They rebel. They don't get their asses whooped. So why are black children held to another standard based on race when white children are not? Why? Because we live in a system of white supremacy. But when I say that, they say, oh, no, it's not about race. Well, we're talking about that 500-year-old coincidence again. It's never about race. It's the 500-year-long coincidence. And you know what else was interesting about the race soldier, Ben Fields, that's the cop's name who beat that black child up like that. And he could have killed this child. The way he picked her up and slammed this child on top of her head and drug her, he could have killed that kid. The fact that he has not been arrested shows you the demonic system of white supremacy and how it gives you a pass to do whatever you want to do to melanated people. That's the fact that a lot of black people don't want to own up to. You live in a system, black folks, where people in the dominant society can literally do whatever they want to do to you or your children anytime they feel like it. It ain't shit you can do about it. They might get fired, but white supremacists don't get fired. They only get transferred. So that dude firing him, I ain't buying that whole shit. White supremacists don't get fired. They get transferred. He's going to be working somewhere else. No matter how vicious they are, they get money. And they're probably setting up a GoFundMe page for him now, which is what everybody needs to be doing, by the way. When black folks, new rule, whenever you see some of these race soldiers do something slick to black folks and all the other millions of white supremacists are going to support them, start creating your own GoFundMe pages with these white supremacists profile on them so that they can send the money to you. Start creating GoFundMe pages for the white supremacist race soldiers yourself so they can start sending you the money and you trick the money off so we can thwart that shit. And another interesting thing that was very funny with this police officer, race soldier, well, he's not a cop at all. Let me not use the term police officer because this Ben Fields guy, he's not a police officer whatsoever. This guy's a race soldier. But when the chief of police, the sheriff, came out talking about this guy and they reluctantly fired him, they didn't really want to fire him. But the sheriff came out and I swear the sheriff said, well, Officer Ben has been dating a black woman for some time. And I shook my head. I said, these white supremacists are so slick, they're now using the he has a Negro bedwench strategy. Just because some motherfucker is laying up with a Negro bedwench, that doesn't excuse his racism. we're supposed to give him a pass because he's fucking a black woman? Hell, if that's the case, we're going to give Thomas Jefferson a pass for being a slave owner because he was fucking black women. George Washington was fucking black women. Slave owners were fucking black women left and right, but they still had plantations full of African people enslaved and they were mistreating them. It's that whole Negro bedwench monstrous ball thing. He's a racist with a heart of gold for Negro pussy. They've always, the white supremacists love sexualizing and dominating African women. That's a part of white supremacy. Hell, Donald Sterling had a black woman, was having sex with her, allegedly, and we see how his views were about black people. Some of the most staunch racists are the ones who are fucking black women. Strom Thurmond was a big time segregationist. He had a black mistress. He had black kids running around here that he had with his maid. So don't ever fall for the Negro bedwinch thing. These Negro, that's why I go in on the Negro bedwinches. The Negro bedwinches are, they will lay up with these race soldiers. These Negro bedwinches will lay up with these race soldiers knowing how vicious they are. Whoever the chick is who allegedly was laying up with this Ben Fields guy, shame on you, sister. But again, I know how you Negro bedwinches get down. You out here fucking this dude and he's beating the shit out of other black folks and taking all of his white supremacist anger out on your pussy. And ghetto gagging you. I had a website that I posted up before talking, and I posted this up on my Facebook page showing that there's these fetish websites where these white supremacists get black females and write the word nigger on them and spit on them and piss on them and do all types of degrading things, put them in cages and call them all types of racial epithets. There's is a fetish for that. Y'all look up the word race play on Twitter. There's a whole little subgenre for that. It's not porn. People try to dismiss it as pornography. It's not pornography. This is like a private fetish that people have. It's a lifestyle that they have. Real sick shit. So I don't give a damn about somebody laying up with a Negro bedwench. You laying up with another victim of white supremacy trying to justify you harming people. But again, like they say, they always say it's never about race. But again, it's that 500-year-old coincidence. It's just a 500-year-old coincidence. And if something happens over and over again for the last 500 years, the same exact thing happening nonstop, where millions and millions and millions of black people are saying that they're being mistreated by this particular group of people called white supremacists, it's not a coincidence. Or if it is a coincidence, that coincidence needs a name, because anything that is common, you're going to have to give it a name because there's already a common theme to it. And if we're going to give this 500-year-old coincidence a name, the name should be white supremacy, because that's all it is. All right. Anyway, let me get up out of here, family. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Go to TariqElite.com. Get the fresh t-shirts. Get the fresh gear. Get the Tariq Elite step boots. It's getting cold out there. You need those boots. Get your boot game together. Go to TariqRadio.com. Get my lectures, Code of Conduct Tour. Get the International Racism Lecture. All that good stuff. And I'm going to holler at you guys on this Sunday's Ustream.